that's all I care about. I mean, in relationship to Baba, and when I think about Baba, that's what I think about. And you know, I can't get into anything else. Like that's all that
matters. Yeah. I know that. I know it. I know it, and you are so blessed to have that feeling, Hetty. That's a great treasure that you have to hold on to. And I'm sure that there will soon come a day when he will give you a present, a gift, a boon of this. Hold on to this tenaciously, you see.
Hold on to that grief?
Yeah.
But I thought that, like, we're supposed to be cheerful and all that.
But what does it mean? What Baba means by being cheerful is not that you should just laugh loudly like a madman laughs, you see. Hold on to it with a secret feeling, a feeling within you, a sacred and a secret feeling within you that he will definitely give me the boon, you see. That cheer within you of the assurance, you see, that he has given, that whosoever remembers him wholeheartedly, continuously, will surely get him. So that secret that you have within you, you see, of the fulfillment of your longing and the knowledge of his assurance should make you cheerful within, you see. It's not that Baba doesn't want us that we should just laugh and just smile and put our white teeth in front of him. No. Have a cheer in our heart. Cheer in the sense which in other words is an assurance that he has given us. The conviction of his assurance is that cheerful front that we can have before him.
It is
far away. You feel it in the beginning, it's far away. That feeling is there, no doubt about it. I can quite well realize, you see, what you are feeling within yourself. But this longing that you are blessed with, this loss that you are blessed with, is really something very great. Hold on to it tenaciously, and I'm sure he will fulfill your longing. That's the only thing is what is wanted, you see. And once you get him as you want him,
well, yeah, but everybody talks about, like, now that Baba's not in physical form, like, we're supposed to be wanting something else, right? And I just don't. I mean, I don't, you know. I mean, I get the impression that, like, we're supposed to want Baba in a different way now, that, like, the concentration should be on something besides...
Something abstract.
Form, yeah.
No. No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Why not? And all that we human beings, from time immemorial, all that we can gather and collect is the stories of those who have longed for his physical presence. Never once in my lifetime, I have gone through a lot of literature, Hetty, never have I found that anybody who has been a devout worshipper of God, the abstract and absolute, have given us anything which has pierced our hearts. Only those who had longed for his physical presence and who lived in that longing, and eventually their longings were fulfilled by his grace and compassion, have given us what you call that, the real substance, the real gift that has satisfied us, that has somehow or other given satisfaction to our longing, that appetite to know more of him. And we have learned much from them whose longings have been fulfilled, you see, for his physical presence, for his physical proximity. Where in the world, where you have got any literature there, you have got so many instances and so many cults and religions and things, you see, that they only aim at the abstract and the absolute worship, you see, and remembrance. But we don't get anything from them. It's there, it's all right. Philosophically it's all right, everything is there. But for human beings, for souls that have been informed like us, We are in forms. We can only feel the we can feel his tangible love only through form, through his being, through his person, you see. And our longing can make him manifest for our sake, for your sake, not for the world. He is so capable, so kind, so loving, so compassionate that even for a single soul who craves and longs for his presence, he has manifested in the past. And he continues to do so. And that's how the spiritual history is enriched, you see, by their experiences. Not by those who follow the abstract, follow him in his abstract and absolute form, no. Spiritual history has never been enriched by that. You must have something tangible, something more personal. We are persons and we want something personal for ourselves. And how blessed you are, you see, to have that longing. So don't let it go. Let it grow. Let it grow. Same thing is the problem with Wendy. I said, let it grow. And you are blessed like that. Very rare you get such things. Otherwise there are people who hear of him and they feel that they have missed him and then they think of him in the abstract and in the absolute and they want to follow his orders and instructions. That's all good. That's good. That's good. But that longing, that craving to have his physical form, as you said, do you know what you have said, you see, to me this morning? That what else is there to ask when you have the form of him? That has touched me deeply, you see. That is the thing that, I don't know whether you read it somewhere, there was a time when Baba asked us, what do you want of me? Who am I? What do you think of me? So what is there to think of? And people gave, different people had their different thoughts and all that. My answer was, Baba being Baba is all in all to me.
Yeah.
What is there? He may be a man, he may be God, he may be devil, what do I care? If Baba is Baba, that's all to me, that's all, nothing more than that. So that's the true thing, you see, that's the, for some, of course. And for some, there are some things, for some things, you see. But I think this is more tangible, this is more towards the truth, I should say.
Well, that's good. I've been really afraid I was doing something I wasn't supposed to be doing.
No, you should. He resurrects for every individual. There is this thing called resurrection.
Yeah, I know.
And that resurrection has been misinterpreted in Christianity, but this resurrection is there. And after resurrection there is the ascension. And not of his. He is ascending and descending all the time. Our ascension is there. After his resurrection. He resurrects for every individual.